Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Oh, come on.
What do we do wrong?
Hiya, mate. Not hello, mate.
Oh, okay.
Should we start again?
Yeah.
Jordan and his friends and all you just made
Hi, mate.
Hola, amigo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going home. Forget it. You're on your own.
Sorry. Do you want to go again?
No. We're not starting again.
Sorry, it was just subtitles kicked in. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Be not happy, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. See, you didn't say hi to boss man.
I am boss man.
It's all capsized already.
Hola, amigo, boss man. Como esta?
Bloody hell.
Do you want to start again, Andrew?
No. We're not starting again.
Okay.
Or are we? Now let's start again.
You see how well it goes when you're on your own?
Yeah.
Hey, you do need me, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, mate. Hey, mate. Hey, mate. Hey, mate.
Yeah.
That's it. When we get this right, week in, week out, it'll go on a T-shirt.
Why are you blaming me?
Because you're the duo.
Right.
You're the team.
We're not a Twix. We're not a duo.
Do you remember when you're at school you used to get told off for speaking?
Oh, like, goddamn.
I just feel like... Sorry, sir. You're getting all shirty over there, you, aren't you?
I've even forgot what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. It's a podcast. The only thing you have to do is talk.
No,
and you can't remember what you're going to say.
No, I'm
all right, love.
I'm pulling your leg.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, mate. Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Yay, there we go.
Don't shirt yourself.
Yes.
You made a right frigging mess of it, didn't you?
Yep.
But it was mildly amusing, though, wasn't it?
Yep.
Andrew doesn't agree.
I like.
You better not.
This is your episode. I'm not in this one. I don't care anymore.
Come on, let's crack on. What's going on?
Well, remember a couple of weeks ago when we all did a list of songs what we liked, and then none of you two paid any attention to mine because you didn't know them.
No, I went and listened to them, actually. It was Desert Island Disky style thing, but Jordan's Island.
Yeah,
and you were supposed to pick three songs, but you picked about 30.
I know.
And I did check them out, yeah.
Weren't they all about death and being miserable, yes. If I remember rightly? Yeah.
Yes, well, I've got a revised list.
A revised list?
A revised list.
Why?
Because I wanted to run some more by you.
Did you ask for a revised list, Sam?
No, nothing to do with me.
Have you encouraged it?
No, this was all put together on my journey in this morning.
Does
death crop up in this, or is it happy stuff?
I can't remember.
In at number one, my dog's dead. In number two, don't leave me now.
Are we ready then?
In number three.
We're always ready, mate.
Are we ready then?
Waiting for you.
Right. Song number one. You're the Voice, John Farnham.
Got you.
Yes.
Yeah, we like that one.
Song number two.
Why are we not doing Countdown? But okay, go on.
The Gambler, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, we know you like that one, yeah. Mm.
Think Twice by Celine Dion.
F-I-N-K. Yeah.
Which I'm proud to admit, right, that when me and Vicky are on our shenanigans, we both sing along to it in the car.
Well,
great.
We need video evidence of that.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Mm.
Aye. You didn't see that coming, did you? Well, I did.
Come on, how many more of these have you got?
James, we're going to miss you.
Oh, nice of you to say.
Yeah. James, Getting Away With It All.
Oh, yeah, you have been getting away with it.
James, She's a Star.
Oh, you like James then, do you?
I think we know where we're going with this one, don't we?
Yeah.
Elvis Costello.
Oliver's Army.
How did you know that was what I was going to say?
It's a tune.
You used to play it on guitar in the pub.
Yeah.
How long is this going on for?
I think it's the top 100.
I thought it was supposed to be top three.
Just a couple more.
You got any white noise on there? You can put up a bit.
Jack and Diane.
Jude.
I've forgotten the name of the artist.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
And we'll leave it there.
What band's that?
What?
We leave it there?
No, I'm saying we'll leave the list there.
All right, okay.
Views, boys?
Is that it now?
Yeah.
Should we change subject?
Views?
Have you got any interest in tell us then?
No, I just wanted to update you on that.
Glad we're updated.
Thanks for that, Jordan.
But I want to bring something back, if I may.
Right. Go on, then.
We haven't heard from it for, like, months and months and months. In fact, I can't remember the last episode it was used.
What?
But it's time for the Amanda Holden update.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
I love that. The update is Britain's Got Talent's coming back.
Oh, my God!
Love it.
Is that the update?
Yeah.
Right, let's change the subject.
No, I'm not finished. It's coming back, and the judging panel's the same. Amanda's on it. KSI's on it. He was on it last year.
Yeah.
Bruno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him.
Say his name.
Bruno Tonioli.
Yeah.
I said that with a bit of an accent then, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I don't know the other judge.
I can't remember.
Oh, Alicia Dixon, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Bruno, he's all right, isn't he? Why is Simon not doing it anymore?
I don't know, but I must admit, I'm not. I like him, but I'm not like really keen on him. I can take him or leave him. He's like Marmite. Yeah, I don't like him.
He's not keen on you, though, to be honest.
How do you know?
He's not your biggest fan.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, have you seen Simon Cowell's done I think it's on Sky Only. He's doing a talent kind of programme.
Yeah.
It's on there.
The boy band one.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen
it's
this,
the Andrew? Netflix one. I've not seen it. I've heard about it.
We need to check it out, really, and see what's going on. But why is he not on BGT, but he's on there as well? It was his project, wasn't it?
More money, probably.
Who's not on there? Simon?
Yeah, Simon's not on BGT, but I think he owns BGT, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His company. What's the company called?
Yeah, it's worldwide, isn't it? Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho, that's it, isn't it? So, I've got a question for you, if you don't mind me just jumping in here.
Go on,
Andrew. Andrew, you should be able to answer this. I was looking a while ago, there was something about Robbie Williams has recently surpassed the Beatles with regards to hits.
And yes.
Number one album in the charts, this, that and the other. Yeah. And then I thought, there's an up-and-coming local band called The K's from Warrington. Great band. They've been number one in the charts. And you look at it and go, hang on a minute. Yeah, but they're in that chart. And they're in that chart. There's so many charts going on, Andrew. Which chart should be? Should they not just have one chart?
Yeah,
what's going on?
They do kind of generic charts, don't they, for different genres?
Yeah, but you had Radio 1 charts, BBC charts, BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, you see.
And then you've got Apple charts.
Yeah, so is it based on purchases? Is it based on streams?
Downloads.
Is it based on radio play? Because there's a chart that does radio play. So they're all, it's not like the old days.
But so if you get a number one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no disrespect to the K's, as I say about Warrington, a great band. Yeah. But, oh yeah, we're number one. Hey,
well, what was theirs in, do you know?
What was
that? Was it sales or was it
I don't know
streaming?
His honest answer, but it was something like in Apple. You know, and they were number one in this chart.
Oh, yeah. So Apple has countless different charts. So
but if you
if
make
it were
big,
an indie chart, let's say, then you could easily be in the indie chart number one, yeah.
But that doesn't make you massive, does it?
No.
It's like...
No.
And nobody's making any money out of that.
No, of course. But there's a guy in who went to somewhere like Poland or somewhere like that, where over there, to get in the charts, is based on radio plays.
Right.
That's it. It's not based on sales. So if you can get yourself played on the radio 10 times, you can get the top 10 charts.
Yeah. Andrew, you used to work extensively in radio, ain't you? You've been in, on many stations.
Yes.
Been like, fired from a few, by the looks of it.
Anger issues.
The fact that he's like many stations.
No, I didn't mean that. As it, I didn't mean that in like he's got a very successful career, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know the way the format of the chart show, because I know you presented one of them.
No, I produced one. So we're going back to about 2006 ish. So the one that I produced back in that sort of timeline, they had just started introducing. We even had ringtones included in that chart.
In the chart,
yeah.
So if you downloaded a song that was your on your ringtone,
yeah,
then that would count as a sale or whatever. But it was things like airplay, sales, ringtones, and downloads.
Surely the number one in the ringtones would have been that frog thing, whatever it was.
Yeah, back in the day. Crazy frog.
Yeah, it must have been Crazy Frog.
But yeah, it was just because if you want to, or back in the day, if you wanted to buy the official singles chart,
yeah,
they would charge you a lot of money for that because it was the only one.
Yeah.
Now they're just making up charts willy-nilly.
Yeah.
It just annoys me. I had a conversation with an artist not so long ago, and they were saying that, you know, all these streams, to make pence, they need millions of streams.
Yeah.
Talking of it, Taylor Swift, first person ever to have surpassed 150 billion streams.
Yep.
Huge.
But she still has to tour all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make money. I mean, she makes a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But yeah, without touring, artists don't
make
any
nothing.
Money. Yeah.
No, of course.
And that when I was talking to you about the shows just then, there was one question that I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, what's changed about the actual format of the chart show itself?
I mean, they're all much the same as they ever used to be, but they just. The way they're compiled, like you say, Kevin, it's just, it doesn't really mean anything anymore.
No.
Back in the day, when there was just one top 40.
If you had a number one.
Then it was a big deal, and you'd make money from that.
Yeah.
But it's not the case anymore.
So one of the main ones for that was BBC Radio 1, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was just sales. You knew that if you went out and bought your favourite single last week, you could then listen to the chart to find out where that song appeared.
I used to love going to the shop and buying a number one single with my money, you know.
Can you remember any of the singles that you actually went into the shop and purchased?
1,000,000%.
All of them.
Yeah.
Go on then.
I think we've had this conversation, but I think the first single I ever bought from WH Smith, I think it would have been something like that.
Yeah.
Circa 1976, 77.
Yeah.
Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
I don't remember single or album, but I remember the first 12-inch single. I think we've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was... Hang on, I forgot.
No! Brain damage.
Oh, my God, what was it? I'll have to come back to you on that. I've forgotten.
I got one question for you.
Yeah.
Hang on, I haven't told you what my first single that I can remember by.
Oh, it's all about you, isn't it? Go on.
Well, it was Changes by Ozzy Osbourne and Kelly Osbourne.
Was it?
Yeah.
And that was a number one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You know, but that's my point. I would have never known that was a number one.
No.
So where was it number one? In what chart?
Well, we're going back to when that would have been... Because wasn't it around Christmas and they were on Christmas Top of the Pops with it?
Right. I don't know. But
so Top of the Pops was still about.
Was it late 90s or something?
Woolworths was still about because that's where we wrote the single from.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Oh, I meant Woolworths before, not WH Smith.
Yeah.
All right. So my question to you was, Andrew, regarding all this, in your top drawer, what sweets was it you were handing out?
Well, there's usually a lot of biscuits in there.
Was it?
Yeah. Sweets. Mm. Yeah, whatever was knocking about, really. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from that, because sounds dodgy.
It is.
Should we do show and tell?
Yay.
Have you got one?
Yay.
Right.
See.
Should we do one, then?
Yeah.
What is it? My show and tell this week. Oh, sorry.
Oh, he's...
Don't rob a boat. If I broke something. My show and tell.
Right.
We mentioned this, I think, briefly before.
Right.
I've never had a certificate in my life that I can remember. But I have in front of me, which I'll show to you and we can put online.
Yeah.
Is when I had the Q in pub in Stalybridge, which Jordan used to frequent a lot.
I remember that.
I got a certificate from a real ale society.
Yeah.
To tell me how good my beer was. Right? And I have to tell you, I never did anything with the beer.
No.
I just drank it.
Yeah, surely they made it.
Well, yeah, but we had a cellar man. And it's all about keeping the cellar.
So we
had a really good cellar man called Steve.
Was it a free house?
No, I had to pay for it.
No, what did... I mean, was it... You know, when you... A free house in a pub...
You can do any beer you want. No, it was under the brewery.
No.
But we had a cellar man called Steve Wardle. You would have met Steve at the pub.
Yeah.
And Steve very cleverly kept a clean cellar. And we got some really great beers and loads of reviews. And I didn't even do anything about it other than take all the glory. So there's my certificate.
And you're proud of that, are you?
I'm proud that I got a certificate for someone else doing the work. What? I mean, really? If you got a certificate for someone else's work, would you take it? John, would you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Dead right.
There you go, my show and tell. Thank you. Go on.
Mine is... It's a little dinky car, but it's familiar.
It's very familiar. Mm. I am holding in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, Jordan's...
Come on, finish that sentence.
Go on.
I am holding in my hand Jordan's Trotters Independent Trading Toy Car.
Do you know what that stands for, Trotters Independent Traders?
Well, it spells...
Shit. Do you know this bloke who sold you a bit of a horse?
Yeah.
Are they friends with the Trotters?
Does he drive one
of them? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's Delvoy's three-wheeler. What were they called, them? Them cars.
Reliant Robin.
Of course it was, yeah. Really cool. Where did you get this from? Is there a story? Backstory?
eBay.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
So, I thought you were going to say your grandma handed it down to you.
Some emotional content there. eBay.
eBay.
But I didn't buy it myself.
Oh, did your grandma buy it for you?
No.
No.
My real dad brought it for me.
Oh, your real dad?
Yeah, my real dad.
You found him again?
Yeah.
Cool. Very good, John.
Can we move?
Where to?
Away from the real dad.
No, I want to go on about it now. What's the problem?
It's just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Shall we do joke of the week?
Do we have to?
Do we have to? I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
Based on last week where you both got no point.
Oh, go on.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
See.
No.
Right, so we're on episode 98. The score's on the doors. Didn't change from the week before. 30 points to Jordan, Kevin 35. Last week was a massive anticlimax. We've basically got a winning formula of chicken jokes, and you came up with what you came up with. Yeah. Jordan, I'm looking at you.
Right.
What have we got this week?
Why did the chicken go to the gym?
I don't know, John. Why did Chicken go to the gym?
To work on his pecs.
All right, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm not doing Chicken jokes anymore.
Oh.
I've got some bad news, guys. Jordan?
Yeah?
I've accidentally poisoned myself today.
Oh.
And I've got to go into hospital.
Yep.
I've mistakenly, stupidly ate an onion, raw, but it turned out it was actually a tulip bulb. Doctor said not to worry, I'll be out sometime early spring.
Yeah, exactly, Jordan. Exactly.
Come on!
I don't get it.
Yeah, it was just crap.
No, he doesn't get it. Do you want me to explain?
No.
Shall I explain?
No,
you sure?
No, we get it.
Goodbye.
Jordan, do you want your point or not?
Yeah.
Jordan, 31 points. Kevin, 35.
Yay! Well done.
Seriously, by the time we get to episode 100, I want some serious effort going into these games.
It's not
going to
happen, is
otherwise,
it?
Otherwise, we're just going to ditch it.
Oh. Could we get a different teacher for next week's class?
No.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.